Okay, now here's what we need to do before we go to the comments. We need clarity on what the motion is. We cannot discuss a motion that's not clear. So we need clarity, Bill. Your motion is that the board, I guess today, vote to confirm your recommendation. How many people would that be?
All those.
We have 14 that have agreed to be on the board and have been interviewed, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 that have not.
So that would be 22.
Do
you want to say 25 then?
Here
there may be a few more, but
do
you want to
say
open?
Well, as I understand his motion, and then we're going to go to public discussion, that we confirm those who have either agreed to be on or are tentatively agreed to be on.
All right, so that would be 22.
And that would be 22. I think that, as I understand it, that is the motion, and the motion does not include a cap. Is that right?
So is it a capless motion?
I'm writing it out. I don't know. We'll see. I'm doing this on the cap.
So I just want to repeat the motion, and then we're going to go to public to board discussion. That the board confirms. Now, the board confirms the 22 nominees that this committee is putting before us, but that does not necessarily cap the cap. Okay, now let's go to a stack. I've seen David Adelson and Sherman. Okay. Let's start with David Adelson, Sherna, Nile, Israel. And then Herb.
So a few things. One, I don't think it's mandated anywhere, but I seem to recall for many years that he said that the LA would be between 12 and 24. But I haven't had a problem with it because if you say that your CAB is 22 people and you only have 14 commitments, the two don't show you on that forum, I'd much prefer making the people who agree to currently just hang out and then extending the membership for the second round if necessary. So as other people come in, you only have a membership that comprises people who are committed. The other thing is, in terms of underrepresented communities, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't recall there being Indigenous American explicit. And that's the most underrepresented community, in part because the numbers are so small, they're the fact that they're the same. So I think that there should be specific efforts to make sure that it's not just either one or two, but significant effort in the outreach in that area. I have some other issues as well, but I'll take it from there.
Okay, the chair wants to know if that is a substitute motion. Not to go for 22.
I'll leave it alone for now. Nobody else wants to make that.
Okay, the motion on the floor is still 22. Okay, the stack is sure enough.
One clarification question. Roma Suri is Iranian, not South Asian, number one.
Do you hear that, Bill?
And I'm wondering about the issue of gender balance among number 14 and also amongst the
gender balance. Roma Suri is Iranian.
Okay, repeat
some
of these questions because we're going to go through the stack and come back to you, Bill. That can be a word. Nile? She passes. Israel?
No, I'm maybe confused, but are we saying that if you want us to approve this list so far today, my concern would be that I don't know anything to do with it. I think that the only reasonable thing to do is to leave them. I'm well aware of the time constraints, and that this thing should have been done, I think, a month ago, but here we are. At the same time, it's a very important issue, and I just want to work back in turn to approve a sign-on fee. It's a certain way to
decide that the library
is a voted against the original motion on this on the basis that it didn't seem really representative or deserved. And the truth that either of the Southern Delaware population or our audience, that isn't saying we shouldn't have opportunities for those who are underrepresented. We're not voting against that. But we have it such that it isn't even neighborhood of representatives of our listening audience or membership. I think it's not a good idea if this is supposed to be an advisory board. I'm very serious in terms of involving a lot of money and involving our audience. But I'm very serious again. So whatever it's worth, maybe it's worth nothing to the rest of you, but it's worth something to me.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think there was that Dave made an interesting point about the difficulty there might be with the quorum. I think that it's also clear that Robert's rules would not be particularly helpful for this committee, and I'm afraid that the bylaws may imply that they are required to use Robert's rules. So I would like the motion that we adopt to exempt this committee from the requirement of following Robert's rules.
The church has ruled that out further because we have a motion before the body. That is to say, the motion presently is Bill's motion around the 22 nominees. And you're proposing apparently an amendment to that.
Well, I figured that there would be great consensus on this, that, and so I don't know.
I like
well, okay, the other issue, I'm going to rule the motion out of order for two reasons. One, if the bylaws mandate, then we cannot alter the bylaws. If the bylaws don't mandate, then this group should establish its own procedures. Is there anything else, sir?
Is there something about the bylaws?
I'm sorry.
No, it's not.
I think it's ambiguous. I just looked it up and it said foundation business.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it would be helpful. Anyway.
Okay. I'm ruling the motion out of order only because if the bylaws dictate this board, which is the subcommittee of the PMP, does not have the power to alter the bylaws.
May I just make one comment, Donna?
Yes, I
said that I think that the bylaws are ambiguous.
Yes.
So I think it would be appropriate for us to get rid of that ambiguity in favor of making this committee operate effectively.
Okay, once again, I'm going to rule the motion out of order on the basis that this body does not have the power to either validate or rescind bylaws, and therefore I think the motion is not worth it. Thus, we turn to the discussion of the main motion.
We have 10 minutes left.
18 minutes.
And here's my list, so let's go on with the discussion. Leslie?
Quickly, first of all, I want to thank this committee, and I absolutely trust your research of the members you've proposed. I think this was a strong committee, and I see no problem taking your recommendations. To Israel's point, I would like to say that this committee is as representative as this body can get of our underserved communities, and I think that's what the CAB needs to be addressing. So I differ with you that it's not representative. It's representative of exactly what our needs are. To Dave's point, I'd like to suggest that rather than be concerned about the number 22, that we go with a quorum of, I'd like to say one-third, but perhaps one-half of those who've agreed to serve. I see no reason that we need to bog it down with the number 22 or 25, but simply go with those who agreed to serve. In this case, 7 would make a 50% quorum. And I'd like to speak to Harrison's motion that you've ruled out of order. A simple modification would be that in the event that this body is not under the bylaws, that it not be bound by Robert's rules. I think that's fairly simple.
That would be, I think that works.
And I believe I have two motions. In the event that this body is determined not to be under Robert's rules of, or under the bylaws, that it not be bound by Robert's rules of order. And I would like to request that this body have a quorum of, oh, maybe you'll amend it, but I'm going to say one-third of those who agree to serve. Let's get it up and running. Let's not hamstring it with impossible or difficult demands.
Yes. Do we have a time check?
6 minutes. All right, now, may I ask the indulgence?
I'd like to second that motion.
Okay, it's a motion seconded. No, wait, people, wait.
We can vote. Let me get my amendment.
There's a motion on the floor from Bill Gallegos, and his motion now is there's an amendment that Leslie Radford is proposing, which has been seconded. I'm wondering, I don't know if this is consistent with Robert's rules of order, but if I guarantee you we come back to this, can we deal with these as two separate, or do you want to attach it now? If we pass this motion, then can we come back to your motion and it's over quorum and Robert's rules of order? If I guarantee that we come back to that, or do you want us to do it?
Give me just a moment to see what Bill's thinking here. He's representing the committee.
I would like to see us agree on the folks that we propose first. I agree with the proposal, but I'd like to make sure that we leave today agreeing that we have a cap.
That's my intention.
And then the procedural stuff I think will follow. But that I'd like to see us agree with the proposal that we put forward of both confirmed and potential nominees.
So, are you willing to make this as a separate motion in a moment?
Given Bill's preference and your promise that we will come back to that, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, let's go to a point of order, David Ames, and then we return to the staff.
You can't guarantee that if there's not a two-thirds vote for the agenda and run out of time, that won't catch up.
It's not just me.
We are going to, I'm just talking to folks here. It sounds like it's a good idea. Just take it all together.
To attach it as
an attach it all.
Okay, that was simple. My own view is that this is not adjusting the agenda. It's extending. It's just putting a motion inside this agenda later, David.
Yeah.
But, okay, let's then do what, now that this has been complicated, the motion.
The point is the reason.
Yes, all right, go ahead.
Bill, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Two questions, unless I missed it. Is there a period of tenure for this body you're proposing? And secondly, as a matter of replacements or changes, is that something that's still retained by the LFP if for some reason people can't serve or be added? So two questions as to your motion. Are they included in that or should this be added on?
Well, it's a one-year tenure, and I think that it's the authority of this board to add any other people to this to the cap.
Is that the one-year tenure that is there?
Yeah.
Okay. That's part of your motion. The 22 that we confirmed would be for one-year tenure.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yes,
now,
and
there is an amendment proposed and seconded. The amendment is that if the bylaws do not lock in Robert's rules of order for this committee, that they may set up their own rules of procedure. And the second is,
can I get a response to the question about gender balance?
Yeah, we'll do that. The second is, you know what? These motions that you provided us with, Leslie, clearly if they're not linked to Robert's Rules of Order, wouldn't they determine their own procedures to meet their needs? Why are we
open and they already know anything?
The motion, Don, is that in the event that the cap does not fall under the bylaw, that they are then free to establish their own rules of.
Yeah, they would. Perfect. Okay, so that's that. And then the second one is on quorum. Just repeat that.
That a quorum for this body shall be one-third of those who've agreed to serve.
Okay, one-third. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion over the amendment? David.
Yeah, I would speak against the amendment. I don't think that you should. I think it's disrespectful for people to say the 5% And I think if you want to look at that once the Senate starts moving, we can. I'm in favor of just approving the original motion that we're going to give.
Okay, that is a statement against the amendment, and I want to entertain a spokesperson for. Eva, Israel, and David. Now let's do a time check.
We're at
time. The chair would entertain a motion to extend.
Somebody called the question, I believe. Somebody called the question prior to that.
Any objection to extending this for 10 minutes?
Yes.
One turn, not two.
First of all, I have a point of order. I think
I know you do. There are points of order all over the room. So I really want to see if we can extend this agenda item 10 minutes. Those in favor of extending for 10 minutes, raise your red card.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Opposed.
One, two, three, four, five.
Okay, we're extending for 10 minutes. Okay. Those in favor of extending for 10 minutes.
Extending 10 minutes,
Stephen.
All in favor,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Now this takes a 2/3, right? So, therefore.
Vote on this, only because I only have till 12:45, so I just want to find out when.
We need to vote on it right after we discuss it.
Okay, the rules that we have passed as a board is that we vote after public comment. That was Harry's motion. Therefore, we should have 15 minutes of public comment.
Right now.
But how can you vote on something after, you know, an hour?
Well,
after
okay.
Several different motions.
Yes. The board passes their resolutions and motions, and then it's up to the chair to respect them. The ideal was that we don't vote on something of this importance until after public comment.
Can we make a motion to take public comment on this item now?
Right.
I motion. Exactly. It would also take a two-thirds. It would alter the agenda.
Yeah, I understand that. But this is something that we know we've got to deal with today.
Don, may I ask that the chair take a poll of the listeners, find out how many want to speak to this, multiply that amount by a minute and a half, and we'll have that as our time?
Well, that would change the vote of the board.
Agreed.
So
let's see how many people want to speak to this issue and what kind of time we're talking about.
Well, let's use that time. That's going to limit public comment on the other motions, however. Can we just see if the listeners have vote support those motions, and if they do, and there's more objections, then perhaps
we should come to some of them.
I think the board was it should come as to what we
Yeah. And then the other issue here is that listener sponsors may want to comment on the commission report. We established an agenda and also on the IPC election. So, I'm willing to do this if the board doesn't jump on me here. How many listener sponsors feel the need to comment on Bill's motion to confirm the 22 with the amendments around? Here's one, and two, three, four. Okay. So, let's do this. Let's see if there's a motion now then to alter the agenda to accommodate the listener.
So moved.
For a motion.
So moved down here. So moved.
Second. Yeah, but you have to have specific. So give us a motion.
8 minutes.
8 minutes?
That's what it's all. Four people, a minute and a half apiece.
7 minutes for public comment and all the other motions that are coming forward.
That's true. So this is a motion that the board can make a decision on. Is there a second to Bill's motion?
Yes. Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we go to 8 minutes of public comment on this specific issue. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, we can go to a vote immediately. Those in favor of this public comment, raise your card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Opposed.
1, 2, 3, 3.
Okay, the motion passes. So let's have listener sponsors comment on this issue right now. Oh, and there were four of you who wanted to make comments. So let's just go. Leslie, I mean,
Tracy,
would you like to begin?
I'm unclear as to when the report has to begin as far as getting over $1 million in funding, which is vote right on the formation of this body, and why it's taking so long for this body to be created. And the people that I have seen signing the assembly of this board, as well as the interim program council, have been a purchase light over here, who two of which just voted against listener comment before this vote. I just want to put that on the record. The community advisory board is
You're out of order, sure now.
I'm sponsored, not on the air, not running, maybe not running this time, but I'm very unclear about the function of this board. At one meeting, I heard that it was supposed to be people who were not already involved with KPSK, so that we could get a view of what the community in general wanted. So that if this didn't clear for the people, because I heard somebody said that they were all involved in
this. They just listened.
So they're not members of Congress, so they would have some input as people who would have a different kind of format, and that be made clear. As long as I'm up here, I'm able to say that. I've heard so many people on the air.
on programs, on everything, their names are mentioned, and these are cultural business and sponsors. So I'm still confused. It's another issue regarding the elections, but I want to make that very clear. I'm not understanding why there's so many people on this board and have programs and a part of the staff and everything like that are always on here. And so then I also want to know why there's no public comments allowed and there's no town hall meetings. And it's very, very frustrating to sit in the audience and be a listener sponsor and have a limited time to say anything. I want to know what other channel there are to get input to my members that are providing the team. So the cat, I wish the independent would be a listener sponsor.
Thank you. The third speaker.
Thank you. I really do not have a comment. I have more of a question. Since the list is still open and open, this list, is it possible that I can add my name to the list?
Yes. Who are you?
My name is Shalindria Smith, and
bound by Robert's rules, and the quorum of one-third of those who've agreed to serve shall suffice, and let me add, except that the final report must be signed off by a quorum of 50%.
Can't change it.
All right, a quorum of one-third of those who've agreed to serve shall suffice.
All right, now let me explain where we are.
we get better?
You folks voted not to extend this agenda item, which means that we cannot deal with text. We can only deal with what occurred during the agenda item. So we have the amendment as proposed by Leslie. It's been moved and seconded. Let's go to a vote. So,
yes, go to a vote.
Go to a vote. Yeah. Those in favor of the amendment, raise your card.
Just let it go. And let's let it go. No, because we want to amend it. So let's let it go and we'll start over again. I don't think it's
all right. Those opposed to the amendment.
I'm not opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
The amendment failed. Now let's go to the main motion. This is Bill Gallego's motion to confirm the 22.
Don, I wish again you take extending the place, not to get the extension.
I'm sorry, what?
Take extending the place.
Yeah, this is contrary to the problem. But extension's on that method.
Extension? I know it's even in the vote.
One? It's two. Yeah. All right, now we're going to the main motion. Those in favor of Bill Gallego's main motion to confirm the 22 of Ranger cards.
1, 2.
Abstentions.
1.
All
right,
the motion passed.
Yay! Bravo, Bill. Bravo,
Ryan.
Good.
Bravo, Julie. Now, I know the agenda item is over, but it is really going to be important, Bill, that the board get a lot of information, that Eva get a lot of information, so that this cap can begin to function, and that we need to get a list of the names of those, and I believe people have raised issues around Native Americans, gay and lesbian community, other gender balance.
Can I answer that? I was on the staff, please. I was on the committee.
All right, just a point of personal privilege.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to let Sherna and Israel know that I was on the committee too, and that this is a very balanced group. For the 14 that said yes, absolutely, and all these people were interviewed, we have 7 women and 7 men. That's pretty balanced. Okay, we have African Americans, we have Filipinos, we have Asia Pacificers, we have Chinese Americans, we have African Africans, we have lots of Latinos. We have people that are 19 years old. We have people that are in their 50s and 60s. It's very balanced. We have gay and lesbian rights activists, and we have animal activists. So it is a very balanced group.
Okay.
What about the Irish?
All right. That agenda item is closed. That is agenda item is closed.
And we have Puerto Ricans, too.
Okay. That agenda item is closed. Now let's look at the agenda. Before Eva leaves, we want to deal with IPC, and now that Donna is here, we want to deal with Pacifica National Board. What time is it? Okay, I'm going to go to IPC election update. That was mandated before Eva leaves, and I believe she is leaving in a half hour. Is that right?
Yes, what about town hall meetings? Did you also move that up?
What?
The town hall meeting, was that moved up?
Well, we can't move up everything. We now have IPC, Pacifica National Board, and we'll talk about town hall meetings.
You said number 9 before, I clarified, and I said, you mean town hall meetings? You said
yes.
Yeah. Actually.
No. What we said, we would move 10 IPC up to number 5.
Then you also said 9
was moved up to number 5.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 9 was moved up to number 5.
Yeah.
However, let's deal first with. And you need to be careful with that. Okay, then we could deal with town hall because Eva wants to be a part of that as well. So let's go to agenda number 9, which I moved to 5. town hall meetings mandated by the bylaws, screening and ad hoc committee.
That already.
Okay, so we're looking at town hall meetings. Is there any, let's open the discussion.
Wait, I thought IPC.
IPC.
Well, we can do either one. If you prefer IPC.
No, no. One or the other. We got to know. I'm on the SAC IPC.
Yeah, I know. Well, what I said, so that you would know, is that we were going to do town hall meetings. But does the group prefer IPC first? Okay. Let's go then to town hall meetings right now, then IPC. The agenda item for town hall meetings is open. Discussion is cool. Is there a report? Okay, let's do a stack.
I'm trying to do this so late, but since the IPC is a shorter item, and the town hall meeting, this will may require us doing something, if we do something that means that the GM has to take action, whereas the town hall meeting, she has a chance to have input, et cetera. I think the IPC should come first, and then the town hall meeting.
All right, there's a proposal from a member that we deal with IPC first. Can we do this without objection? All right, without objection, then I will reverse that order, and we'll go to IPC election. It's listed as agenda item 10.
I have two motions.
All right, one moment. There's a stack that I just received. Jane, Terry, and Sherna.
Okay. I would like to make a motion. In order to have the necessary gender balance on the IPC, I'd like to propose a motion that two women from the LSB be nominated to take the place of two of the three present lab members because, A, lab members, the lab doesn't exist anymore, and the LSB members, that is what was the original concept, board participation. B, that two of those three members do not feel that it's possible for them to attend, and so not only gender balance, but attendance is vitally important.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Now, let me see if I have this straight. That two women of the LSB be appointed to the IPC. Is that right, Jane?
No, that's not
right. Well, then, just repeat that one more time.
In order to have the necessary gender balance on the IPC, I would like to propose that a motion that two women from the LSB be nominated to take the place of two of the three lab members. The lab member, lab being an extinct, defunct, no longer existent body. And that two of the three members do not attend.
Are there a second? Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All right, let's take a point of information from Jim first.
Who were the two people in your most request?
Billy Rodriguez and Earl Grant.
Okay, one of them is one.
She's
Julie Rodriguez and working with her.
If she's able to do it, she would be the one.
Julie doesn't want to do it.
Okay. Right. So this answers your question. Now we're going to go to the staff. Next is Terry.
I just got to back to point out that we forgot to do the last vote by roll call, which is, I remember that from the next vote. I thought that was going to be our new
standpoint.
Okay, so we're not going to go back to that. If there was an error there, we do have an accurate count, so we will not go back and do a roll call. All right, so now, Sherna.
I have two items. I asked that this be on the agenda. They're not going to get dealt with unless we get those out, and I really object to having this vote.
By Jane.
So
after the separation of the two motions that you brought in.
Right.
All right, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. It would simply be a tabling of this motion until we deal with...
Fine with me. I withdraw the motion.
Thank you so much. And we will come back to that. The chair recognizes the chair as well.
I have two motions. One is on the issue of how elections generally are held. And I don't want to blow this whole thing sky high. There are a lot of problems with the way in which the elections were held in this election. The rules kept changing in the middle of the election process. There was no decision about what constituted a quorum. It was not, we were under pressure and it kept changing the doing. My first motion is generally on the process that grows out of what I view as probably a process. And that has to do with all elections. Whereas the transition to democracy and participants in the KKK is still in infancy, and whereas the KKK continues to broad diverse representation on all its bodies, and whereas democratic processes require that processes be developed that ensure fair, equitable treatment, therefore be it resolved. That henceforth, no election to any station advisory body be conducted without guidelines developed in advance and approved by the LSB that clearly set forth criteria for nominations, the voting process, and the required quorum, and that these be fair and equitable, and that every effort is made to ensure that the nomination pool reflects a variety of constituencies. I don't believe that's controversial, but around here, who knows? It's calling procedures to be set up in advance before elections are held. I also have a second motion that has to do with the specifics of the
Now, I do want to remind people that in your collection of papers, these motions are printed, so you might want to dig those out. At the top, it's Motion 1 on Process Growing Out of ICC Elections. And that's the top of that paper. Is there a second to the motion? It's been moved and seconded. We're now open to debate on this motion, and we'll have a, we have a stack that has been started here. I'm going to actually see if this stack that we have here should be followed, and then we'll add to it. Harrison and Israel, you can pass it, it's no longer good. Then Leslie wants to speak, and Jim wants to speak. Welcome. All right, let's begin the stack with Harrison.
There's no mic, I guess. I'll try to speak.
Here, Harrison.
Speak up.
It seems to me that I don't see how this applies to the current election. It doesn't seem to me to be time sensitive. This is not going to have any impact on this election. I would like to have the programming committee consider it before we adopt it as a general policy. I'm afraid that it says that the management cannot set up any advisory committees to advise it. I'm afraid that the programmers' meetings would fall under this jurisdiction. The problem that the IPC faces, that it's serious, is the problem of having... May I finish my comment, please? The problem that faces the IPC at this point is the problem of gender balance. And it seems to me that that is the time-sensitive problem we face.
All right. Now, we have a stack, but do I hear the paper of the motion is withdrawn? Go ahead.
I'm withdrawing it. It should be considered by the LSB. It is an LSB issue, not a programming committee issue. And I would like to instead introduce my second motion and James' motion that has to do with the specifics of the ICC election.
All right, the chair recognizes Sherman for the second motion. The first motion is off the table.
I think we need the seconder to agree.
Yes, sir. They've all signed it, actually.
So, what's
right,
sir? Between the question of one person, one vote, should the larger collectives be penalized for having more members, or whether the collective should be represented as collective. My concern here is also that, as you say, Sharna, one collective put forward a number of candidates. You're concerned that they're going to have more than one member. I would say if they put forward a number of candidates, they're going to split their vote that many ways, and they end up with nobody at all. I don't think we understand what this is going to do to the vote, and I think gerrymandering it at this late date, when the voters were under specific instructions about what their vote meant, is really a problem.
Can I respond in terms of what the instructions were?
We'll put you on the stack. Next up, Harris.
I want to speak about what the implications of this are practically. What we have is one large collective which has politically divided, and which has, in terms of production, divided again, so that the VRC, the Colectivo Agrari, is now responsible for the production of a number of shows, and there are a number of people involved in each of those shows. And if it should happen that two people from that very large group, which is responsible for perhaps more than half of the collective time on the air, should have two representatives out of four, that would seem to me to be appropriate. But what we will do instead is to make sure that only that collectives which have only a few members are insured as somebody on the program council, and that will essentially mean that some collective representatives are much more important than others.
Okay, now that you're all set. Next is Eva.
It's not what?
Yeah, the challenge we face, I don't know if this mic is working.
It was.
I don't know if
my
mic is working.
No.
I stand up.
Yeah, you're
fine. I don't think my voice carries much. The challenge we face at the station is obviously that when we started the whole process for elections, that the LSB was no longer in existence, and neither was the program council, the LAB. So there was no guidelines for this. So when we sent out the election rules, it was unlimited for people to nominate people. That was. Can I see you shake your head so you can finish?
Yeah.
That was
well,
the last.
Is next. No, one moment. You should finish and see next.
That was the last of what we sent out, so that's how people nominated and voted. I think right now the challenge we face is how do we resolve the resolution that was passed for 50% gender balance and 50% people of color. So there isn't gender balance. We know from the nominations that there's not going to be a gender balance. I think that's the critical issue we need to resolve here today, is how do we get a gender balance on the people that was nominated, that was voted on.
That's not critical issue.
Okay, and
it's
sure that we have the floor.
Let me tell you something. We were, the collective initially were told to nominate one person.
Yeah, and then they changed.
Harrison, there was, it's not denying the two CRC groups. Two
seats.
We, I see them as two collectives, as Armando has repeatedly told me. It's giving two other collectives two seats should they win all four seats. American Indian Airways is a small group, going back to Dave's point before. We're going to deny them a seat because they have very few people in their group. I don't know the size of the other group. The point is, my first resolution was out there. The rule changed in the middle of the process. And I can show you the email that we got and one selection
to have in it. The body will be in order. I think we could give the speaker our attention.
I'm 5 feet away from our number. You see the email now.
If we were asked when the election opens to submit one name per collective. That's what we all did. We initially had a report that showed one member from what I call CRC1, Sheldon Ruiz. And there were a list of names from CRC2, and it said they have to decide which one they are going to pick. All the other collectives had one name in. The ballot came out with two names from one CRC group, three names from another CRC group. I have no idea. I have contested the process. I want to make it clear, this is not about the results. However, if the results are skewed, the point of the collective was to make sure there was representation from different communities. The collectives represent different communities. If we have four people, one community makes absolutely no sense. That's why it's a good
thing. No.
All right. We actually have gone over time slightly on this agenda item. So I would entertain a motion to extend for 8 minutes. It's been moved. Second. extend the main event. Okay, we will extend for 8 minutes. Now, the only card I see here is Israel and then Jim and Eva.
Yeah, we're sort of a month here. We began a year ago with a month.
Yep.
A lot of the IPs say at the very beginning, want to have it function somehow someday, hopefully. But I just want to raise a couple of questions which need to be raised again as in the past. One is, what is the relationship now and be of the LFB to the IPC in terms of either having such or any kind of promotion at all about it, or appointing people to it, or whatever? The whole issue of our relationship, our jurisdiction. And secondly, although this isn't exactly for me, I think it's still important, the matter of the period of tenure of people on the IPC. To my knowledge, it's unlimited, it's ridiculous, but outrageous. So these are related questions, namely, what is our role and our relationship to the IPC? That's a fundamental question behind all of these things. And what is, and then the matter of the functioning of the relationship to the body, which is another big ball of wax, and the period of tenure. I just want to raise these. Because
this isn't exactly in the morning, but it's relevant. Keep this in mind.
Jim, Eva, and then Ken. Okay. Have the votes already been cast? Yes, yes, and I don't want to contest it because we can't all try to move the thing forward. With a solution in advance, should the situation arise?
Okay.
It's going to be passed on Monday.
Okay, just answer my question. So in other words, this resolution applies to those that have been passed.
Yes.
Right. Eva.
Michael Paul is not my friend yet. Can I go off the list? There will be change in the middle. I'll tell you why. Initially, we put out one nomination for a collective because that's what you had to forward. It's just been disputed by people, members that were on the previous forum and council, that there was never such a ruling. And at that point, I felt like it was not my responsibility to create different rules or change the rules. So we went with what was initially decided by the old forum council, and that was unlimited nominations for collectors. So I don't think, you know, we can all go back and forth. I think we have to, like you said, create rules and guidelines for upcoming elections. I want to say again, the critical issue here is the only way we're going to get the Sovereign Council functioning is if we have agenda balance on that council. And that's the issue I urge all of you to address here, because that's the challenge that we face. And Chairman's motion speaks to that.
Yes, and also James will be speaking now. Okay, now, looking ahead, I have a proposal for us to move forward.
I want to remind the body of a little history. When we voted to legitimate the IPC anyway, which was in Venice at that meeting, we voted for it on the basis of one thing. I mean, I did. On the basis of it lasting only through this year until the next election, so that there was an implied election. I have questions, and I have questions about the lab, which had already been debunked, even if having the right to appoint a board that now existed when the LSD had not done so. But people voted for it on the basis of it only lasting for this year. I had no idea that it was unlimited until Israel just said that. If that is true, it is absolutely counter to what the understanding on which we voted is legitimacy. Therefore, it would either throw it out or keep it to the way that we accepted it, which was that there would be regular elections, much as there are for the LSP.
But